Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming.
And tonight's guest, High Power.
Look at the night sky where the stars
have always shined. I am Mark Durr, and I'm your host, DMC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am so excited to welcome back our guests on the show tonight. And before we have them on, I was thinking and had a nice chuckle to myself and a lesson on top of that chuckle. And here's what I was chuckling about. I was making myself a little concoction earlier this afternoon before the show, that I had some earlier and I'm having some now before the show or during the show. And it's chlorophyll with in water with some mint essential oil. And in any event, I had a chuckle because I remembered that, and I hadn't thought about this in a while, but I had seen my trainers of Mind Power Training, both Stefan and Shaylee Shafidel, who are our guests tonight. I had seen them drinking this, almost a decade ago. And I remember specifically asking them about it, liking the idea, and that very day going out to buy the chlorophyll. And ever since then, every once in a while, quite often actually, I will have that. And what was the lesson that I got out of that? Well, that there are, when we're working with somebody that we're learning something from, what they're teaching us or what they're helping us learn or understand is really important. And if they also embody that work, then we are learning unconsciously from what they're doing and how they're doing it. And how important is that? I can't stress that importance, that we work with people, we're friends with people, we do business with people, and we invite people into our circles that we can also get unconsciously from them the kinds of things we want, not just from the conscious stuff that we're talking about or we're working on or they're teaching us, or but also from that unconscious. And therein lies magic. And actually, these two are very magical already. Husband and wife team, very powerful. Like I said, I've learned a lot from them over the years even, not just during that course. And I'm so looking forward to their book that just is coming out right now. Master Your Mind Power. So we're going to be talking all about that when we come back on the Life Changes Show with our guests, Stefan and Shaylee Shafidel. And later on, with live music, actually online during our Life Changes Show at Home edition, online, Stephen Taylor, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Well, I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Leger, who actually was the first person to say, Filippo, you have to meet these two.
These two can't help but impact anyone they come in contact with. They're two holes of a holer, because they're certainly not halves. And I said it when they were on the show last time, but they have had a profound impact on my life, and I'm extremely grateful to have come in contact with them, to have had their guidance during darker times, and to have had their friendship during this journey, and I'm excited for this next phase, the wisdom that they're bringing forth, and how timely it is for so many going through so many things on the planet right now to get back in control.
Well, we have titled this show the title of the long-awaited first book from this dynamic duo, Master Your Mind Power. They're finally authors. They're founders of Success Training, a high-performance coaching and consulting company. Welcome back to the show, Stefan and Shaylee Shafeidel.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks so much. Honored to be back. I mean, what is this, the third time, I believe? My goodness.
Yes, unheard of on this show, actually.
Honored. I know that's unheard of. And thank you so much for having us. We're grateful to be here. And yeah, welcome back to us.
Yeah, and it's great to hear your voices again.
Did you like my chlorophyll story?
I loved it.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I remember it like it was yesterday. Yep. You came up to us and you said, "What is that green water?" And then we showed you the bottle. We said, "It's chlorophyll with mint. It's really good for cleansing and, you know, getting some key phytonutrients into the bloodstream."
You know, seriously, though, that is the kind of thing that we're talking about today, because when we talk about mind power, which, by the way, you've made it into a word, which I really like, just one word, mind power.
Yep.
We'll talk more about that in a moment. When we talk about that, the mind is definitely, and you all are champions of this work, but it's conscious, what we're getting consciously and what we're getting unconsciously.
Yep.
That's right.
100%. Yeah, I think it was Carl Jung who said, until we make the unconscious conscious, it will direct our life and we'll call it fate. And that's what so many people do all of the time, is they take every single aspect of their unconscious and keep it unconscious. And one of the beautiful aspects of mind power is making sure that we bring those unconscious elements to consciousness. And that's when mind power begins.
So just to put a button on that analogy, I could have potentially learned, although not as well, from somebody else what I came to you all to learn. And I also could have learned from somebody else bad habits, and potentially all of the good stuff could have gone out the window with, you know, some things that I unconsciously would have felt, energies that I would have felt, right?
Right. Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I think whenever it comes down to it, there are, and Shay and I were just actually talking about this over dinner a couple of nights ago, there are so many aspects of what we do that are unconscious. New research is saying that probably 95% of our behaviors on a day-to-day basis are totally unconscious. And so that means 5% that we're consciously aware of. Now, the thing is we can move that needle. That's empowerment. But we have to slow down the process. We have to understand what is it that is unconscious that we need to make conscious. And here's an example. About a month ago, I thought to myself, what is something that I do really, really well that is a habit? It's routine. And I've been doing for a long time. And what popped up for me that morning was push-ups. I modeled a senator from this great state of South Carolina where I grew up. His name was Strom Thurmond. And he says, every day I do the same amount of push-ups as is my age. And I'm like, I remember first time I heard that, I was 16 years old. And I'm like, I'm up for the challenge. And so I still do that today. And by the way, he was a senator well into his 80s, and I don't know if he did it all in one set. However,
wait, Stefan, you still do 16 push-ups a day? Is that what you're saying?
Well, these days, it's more than that.
A little bit more than that.
Thank you. But here's the thing. I could do it eyes closed. I could do it without thinking about it. And this is what we're talking about bringing unconscious things into consciousness, bringing habits and routine into conscious awareness. Is I said to myself, okay, I'm actually going to slow down the process and focus on every single muscle and joint that's involved in this movement. And, you know, regularly I could probably, I don't know, maybe pump out 40 to 50 push-ups. And I tell you what, when I slowed down the process, I was focusing on every single muscle in my hands and my forearms and my biceps, my triceps, my shoulders, my chest, my back. And I was going really slow and just slowing down the process and making an unconscious process more conscious. I was sweating. I was drenched in sweat after 5 push-ups. And I was amazed at just how unconscious I had been, which probably was why sometimes when I was unconscious doing push-ups, it caused me to have sometimes some wrist, elbow, or some shoulder kind of soreness. And that's not what push-ups are supposed to be about. It's about muscle movements. It's just that's one example how we always like to, whenever we're sitting down with one of our mind power coaching clients, we aim to find something they do really unconsciously and then make them conscious about it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
You know what I like about this? There's so much talk these days about AI, artificial intelligence, except what you're doing is shining a light on the reality of the untapped potential in HI, human intelligence.
100%.
Right.
Yeah, 100%. Mm. Yeah, I mean, it comes down to it is us as humans, we're a lot more than zeros and ones.
Right. Mm. And, you know, a question we get often, and especially now that this is, you know, the topic of our book is people will ask us, you know, well, what do you think? Is mind power something you're born with or is it something that you can learn?
Which is a good question.
Well, the answer is both. You know, yes, you are born with it. And for those people who aren't yet tapping into it, you can absolutely learn it.
We believe that it's something that's unconscious. That's one of the most important unconscious elements that's within each individual on this whole planet is mind power. Everybody has mind power. Everyone has access to mind power. Yet what they've got to do is they've got to recover it and discover it at the same time and then harness it and then utilize it.
And then do it repetitively every single day until that habit is installed.
Yeah, we have a strong, strong belief that the individuals who have mind power and mental toughness and clarity, which are parts of mind power, that they're the most successful people in the world. Like we know that in our bones because we've seen it over and over and over again. And I think that's an important thing that Shay just brought up is, yeah, people constantly ask us that question. And we know that everybody's got mind power within them. Yet most people, they just haven't found it yet. And then once they find it, it's something that they realize, oh, wait, I can turn to this and rely on it and return to it on a daily basis.
Right.
So, yeah, we're really, really excited about giving really 10 years of research and development plus our experiences, plus the experiences of all of our clients as well into this book, Best Practices, Best Ideas. There's a lot of meat. It's a meaty book. And we're our hope, this is one of our life goals. I know you guys both have life goals, don't you?
And some.
Speaking about those, of course, people will ask us when we say that, they'll say, no, you mean just goals? And we say, well, there's goals.
And then there's life goals.
Right. Goals nice. Are those day-to-day things, the month-to-month things, the quarter-to-quarter things, the year-to-year things. A life goal is one where, and we talk about this in the book already in chapter one. And this is so important. Already we dive into it into chapter one. Life goals are goals that are bigger than you. They're goals that are almost insurmountable, unachievable. They're goals that, why they're called life goals is because it'll keep you around on this planet for a long time when you set these goals. Like, we have a life goal that every single individual on this planet learns how to harness their mind power in a positive way. I don't think we're going to be able to achieve that.
But, I don't know.
But we'll strive for it every day.
Every single day. And, you know, we'd love for mind power to be at the fingertips for, you know, all of the professional athletic teams out there at a higher level beyond, you know, what they're already experiencing, which is great in sports psychology. But there's so much more to mind power.
And actually when we come back, we're going to get into what you all have termed the three pillars of mind power, when we come back. And so we are talking to Stefan and Shaylee Shafidel, And the book is Master Your Mind Power. It's available wherever books are sold. Actually, it's available in the it's on pre-sale right now, but it's coming out in a couple days. Or you can go to successtrainingco for company.com or masteryourmindpower.com. A little later on, we're going to have live music online with our guest Steve Taylor, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world to raise awareness about the issues we face and most of all to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo with Mark and online with Stefan and Shaylee Shafidel, who are finally authors. And their first book is Master Your Mind Power. They're also founders of Success Training, Success Training, which is the market leader in mind power coaching and mental toughness training. So, Stefan and Shaylee, I like those words a lot. And when I was typing mind power in as one word, spell check told me that it was not correct, and I got excited. I'm like, it is so correct.
Well, you know us, we don't really go, you know, with the grain.
So three pillars of mind power, and the interesting thing is that as I saw the way you all draw it out, I thought, oh yeah, well that certainly is the first thing to look at, and oh wait a minute, but without that you can't have so there are these three pillars, but you can't pick which one is the most important. They're all, that's why they're pillars, right?
Exactly.
So
where do you start?
Well, here's the deal. First of all, I have a question. Would you like to hear the story of how this all came together, the three pillars?
Oh, you know I would.
Okay. I don't even have to communicate linguistically and auditorily with Mark. I'm, you know, sensing telepathically he wants to hear it as well. So here's the deal. When we were putting together the book, and like I said, it's a sum total of 10 years of research and development, a lot of research and development. And finally, towards the end of last year, we basically had all the concepts we wanted in a book on post-it notes all over a wall. I mean, literally looked like a mad scientist's wall, just all these concepts. And we're like, we need to figure out how to organize it. There's got to be some way we can figure out how to organize it. Well, one morning, I'm kind of in a theta state, you know, really deep trance, kind mm-hmm. of lucid, straight out of dream state. And I wake up, at least I think I was awake, regardless. And there were three circles above my head that were kind of floating around. And I'm like, what's up with that? And all of a sudden, I see these three circles come together in the formation like you saw in the image that we sent over to you. And then all of a sudden, I literally saw on the bottom left, I saw a foundation. I saw on the top, I saw mental toughness. Bottom right, I saw habits pop up. And I'm like, whoa. And I'm like, okay. And then in this center little area where there's the convergence of all three circles, we saw mind power. I saw mind power pop up. And I instantly, then I start waking up. I wake Shay up. And then we start discussing it. So that was how it all kind of came together. Some powerful, I guess, messaging from the unconscious. And as we started looking into it, we realized that, you know, the convergence of foundation and mental toughness is what leads to beliefs. And same with foundation and habits leads to behaviors. And then likewise, mental toughness and habits is flow, true flow state, being in the zone, as they say. So to get to mind power and to really experience mind power as we detail it and as we posit in the book, it requires all three. Now, each part of the book, there's actually three parts of the book, which coincide with the three pillars, right? So the foundation. So what's inside the foundation is values, principles, your what we call the three P's, your purpose, your passions, and not passion like how some people talk about it, but the thing that ignites the cauldron within you. It's about building a strong foundation. A tree can weather massive winds if it's got strong roots. So that's what this whole whole part one, which is chapters 1 through 4, it's all about building a strong foundation.
And then the mental toughness part is all about creating that mental toughness, emotional resilience, doing a mindset reset. And in there, we give a lot of tools and techniques to be able to do that. And finally, we get into what we like to call running parachutes, which is all of your mental and emotional barriers.
Yeah. And we like to use the metaphor that, you know, if you think about athletes and they want to get more explosive and have faster top speeds when they're running, they train with these things called running parachutes that are strapped around their body. And so it creates a drag or resistance so that once it's game day or race day, the body thinks it's going to be there, but it's no longer there. And it's built up a new toughness and a new strength around it and a muscle twitching component that all of a sudden they are faster and more explosive. Well, here's the deal. We all have these running parachutes, except they're invisible and they're not ours.
And they're mental and emotional barriers or negative emotions, limiting beliefs that are weighing us down and dragging us back and slowing us down from going through life and achieving what we want to in life.
Like fear, anger, sadness, rage, not good enough, self-love issues, anyway, so we've all been dragging these running parachutes for our whole life, and it's creating a resistance and a drag in our life. And that's why we have to take uppers or caffeine or do this, that, or the other to try and pick ourselves up. And the cool thing is once the individual that is reading the book, they will learn what are the running parachutes that are creating the drag and creating resistance and holding them back from greatness. And then two, we're not going to just point out the problems and leave them hanging, by the way, which some books will do, and that's okay. That's, you know, theory-based books. We're big on how. You guys know that from having experienced mind power trainings with us. And we will teach them a step-by-step process on how they can themselves disconnect their own running parachutes. And then all of a sudden, when they're not there, they've got all this explosiveness
and energy and focus like they've never had before.
We had a recent client after he went through the process, you know, as a test. We said, we want to make sure you can do this on your own. And he did, reading one of the first teasers in the book. And he said, I feel like a wolf, like a courage wolf. He goes, and I have the same energy at 7 p.m. as I do at 7 a.m. when I'm up in the morning. And that's what all this drag and resistance from these running parachutes. So we talk about that in part two, which is chapters 5 through 8. And then chapters 9 through 12 is in habits, which is the part three, which gets into some habit hacks, advanced goal setting. We did a lot of research in the last 12 months on the most game-changing habit formation practices you can do. And we share the best of the best that we found in our research and development in chapter 12. So yeah, we're really excited. It really brings it all together. Look at it as almost like a curation of everything and anything anyone would ever need to not only ramp up their mind power, but also their mental toughness, which we think is right now more than ever is super important for individuals to have mental toughness and clarity.
You know, one of the things that I really appreciate, actually talk about unconscious, So you just said something that just really hit me. So the two of you, Stefan, I know you both meditate. So Stefan, you received this information during meditation. Did people catch that? And then he actually wakes up Shaylee, and she's cool with like being woken up to talk about this stuff. And then they're putting. So Shaylee, I'm
we're
so
weird.
Impressed.
We're weird.
Yeah, you know. Okay. She's
like, cool. What do we?
Just embrace it. Just go with it.
I was dreaming it too. All right. So one of the things I appreciate about you guys besides that is that you're not saying, okay, in 5 seconds, you're going to be able to poof and for the rest of your life. No, you're saying habits, practice. As a matter of fact, you say this is a long game. You're in it for the long haul.
You are.
It is. It really is. Yeah, we're not here to say that, you know, just like that, you know, everything is going to change and be on track in your life. I mean, it takes work. It takes daily work.
What we do know is that, by the way, based on our research, it doesn't require 21 days for a habit to form or to build, which has been, you know, that whole mindset has been going around for probably decades now. The reality is it could take 3 days or it could take 3 months. The key thing about habit formation is about repetitions. Repetitions are what's important. So if you have somebody and let's say that they want to pull in a new routine, like doing a morning meditation or a prayer every single morning, and they're just not doing it. We talk about in the book a two-step process, which triples the possibility and the likeliness that they're actually going to install a habit by just following a two-step process. Yeah. So we talk about that in the book. There's a great study where they used this formula and they had individuals that wanted to work out. And one group was just going to say, I'm going to work out and then try to work out. One was going to, you know, say, I'm going to work out and have an idea of maybe the workout plan. And the third was going to do this formula that we talk about in the book in chapter 12. And what ended up happening is the first two groups that, you know, kind of just wung it, so to speak, in terms of a habit formation or a new routine, they had a 35 to 38% success rate in terms of actually going out and doing a new fitness regimen. But the third group that followed this two-step process, 91% of these individuals ended up installing the habit and forming the habit. So there's best practices like that are out there. And with deep research and development, we discovered these and we put some of these best practices in there because that's how we concluded the book. Chapter 12 is about habit formation, which we call mind-powered habits and everything that someone needs to know to actually start making routines. And if they have 50 reps in 3 days, an actual habit could form in 3 days if there's enough repetitions to change the neural pathways. That's the key. The neural pathways need to be rewired and changed.
Yeah, we really believe that mind power is developed in the small, repetitive, daily acts that create those habits of mental toughness, and that becomes the routine.
Yep.
So just to clarify, a lot of us would hear mental toughness and potentially think rigidity, although you're talking completely opposite.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's not the first time we've heard that. Whenever it comes down to it, we believe mental toughness is about an individual being able to, first of all, less stuff bothers them. So there's actually more flexibility in behavior. I mean, really, if you take the definition of toughness, which is straight out of the book, it's the quality of being strong and not easily broken or damaged, or the quality of being not easily defeated or made weaker. That's the exact definition. Yeah, per, I believe, is Merriam-Webster, right, Shay? Mm-hmm. So that's the whole idea is that, you know, life is about ebbs and flows. It's about ups and downs. You know, it operates off of a sine wave. Yeah, for anyone doesn't understand what exactly a sine wave is, just imagine a wave that goes up and down and up and down and up and down at the same frequency. Well, think about it. You're awake, you sleep.
You have night, you have day.
You eat, you digest. Yeah, there's good times, there's bad times, there's market booms, there's recessions. Life is filled with ups and downs. The individual who actually has mind power, they've harnessed mind power and they've got the mental toughness to go with it. When the ebbs happen and the ebbs and flows, They're not bothered. When the downturns happen in the economy or life, they're not bothered as much. They're able to be more resilient through those downturns, and they work through it a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that. Thank you for explaining that. And again, the book is Master Your Mind Power. Mind Power, by the way, one word, as coined by Stefan and Shaylee Shafidel, our guests today. You can learn more about them at successtrainingco.com. Or at MasterYourMindPower.com. And of course, they're on Facebook, Instagram, and all that at Success. Yeah, that word, Success Training Co. So we will be back with them for another short segment. Well, hopefully we'll learn a little bit more about what we could do today, along with getting the book to help us with our mind power. And then in our next segment, we're going to have Dorothy Donahue with the Ask Dorothy question. And then a little later on in the show, live music with Steve Taylor, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo online here with Mark Legere, and our guests are authors of Master Your Mind Power, a book that has been a long time coming after thousands of clients and a decade of doing this, or more, actually. Why now, Stefan Shay?
Yeah, good question. Well, I mean, mind power and mental toughness is important at any time. And especially right now, we really, really believe that people need this more than ever. Just to be able to tap into their own mind power and to be emotionally resilient, to get through the ups and the downs, no matter what's going on, and to just really create that mental toughness and inner resilience to truly create what they want in life.
We believe that, and we've seen it, by the way, in a time of crisis, the people who have mental toughness and emotional resilience, they're more likely to succeed. And so that's why now more than ever, this is a long time coming, like you said, and we were especially motivated to expedite the process, which we did, because we really wanted to get this into the hands of everyone as much as possible. So the goal is, earlier Mark said, impact. Well, it's funny. That's one of our values of our company. Our values of our company are results, excellence, and impact. And impact is a key important aspect of it. It's in our vision. It's also in our mission. We hope this book goes broader and wider than we can just as two individuals, because a book can replicate as it goes positively viral, so to speak.
Nice. And also, in a sense, the book is like getting to work with the two of you.
It really is.
It is.
It really is. Yep. I mean, our When we're coaching clients, I mean, our breakthrough packages start at $18,000. They can pick up a book for less than $30 and literally experience like a breakthrough session as if we're right there in their imagination on the other side of their couch or in their office.
So of all, you have so many tools, and we were talking about habits and on our way to learning the ones that are in the book. It doesn't have to be something that's in the book, but what would be something that we could work on tonight right after the show that can help us with mind power?
Okay, good. So this is such a simple concept, and it's totally underutilized. Right now, an individual have the grand opportunity to pick what it is that they want to focus on. And here's the science behind it, because a lot of people talk about energy flows where your attention goes, which is true. You get more of what you focus on.
Which is true.
It's absolutely true. The science is the fact that right now, approximately 40 million bits of information are coming at us every second, and we can only consciously focus on 40. So think about the power in that. If we're focused on what we don't want, we have almost infinite possibilities of other places that we can direct our focus, or to be more scientific, 40 other bits of what we want. And so this is such a key important aspect of mind power, is for an individual to start to recognize and realize around them, if they're focused on 40 bits they don't like,
then they can instantly just choose something just like they want to focus on instead.
So the question for everyone to write down, if they're in a place to write down, if they're in their car, then, you know, just remember it. And then write it down later, is any single time an individual is seeing something, hearing or feeling, smelling or tasting or thinking about something that they don't like or they don't want, then they should ask themselves, what do I want instead? That right there is such a powerful, underutilized question, which is one of the keystones to mind power.
Nice. Could you do that again, by the way? Say it at the same time together like you do?
Yeah, sure.
The most important question that anyone can ask is, what do I want instead?
I love that.
That's it.
That's one of the benefits of getting to work with the two of you at the same time is if they don't get it from the male masculine energy, they'll get it from the feminine energy. There's such a beautiful balance there. So much good comes from that. And you know, it's interesting to know how you're both kind and you're both caring, and yet in this work, the toughness and the clarity, and it's not about not being kind or caring. It's about, this is what's going to work. It's going to make it happen. And that's how we be kind and care.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's almost paradoxical. And it's so important. It's for an individual to have mind power. It's and like we talked about earlier, it's not a destination, it's a journey. And so when I say have, I'm not saying it's an end result. I say have as an ongoing process. And in order to be able to harness that mind power, kind of like think about it whenever you've experienced flow state. Well, there's such a state whenever you've accessed a level of mind power, which you're experiencing on a day-to-day basis. And that doesn't mean you're perfect. Voltaire said in Dictionnaire Philosophique that best is the enemy of good. And, you know, some people, they will redefine that quote and give it new meaning and say perfect is the enemy of good. This isn't about perfection. This is about consistently striving for better, which is why one of the mottos of the book or slogans of the book is to
be more, do more, and have more.
And that individual, once they have this inner resilience, and that means emotional resilience, that means mental toughness. That's what leads to mind power. And then an individual, they're not fazed by things that used to faze them. It's kind of like this. Here's a quick metaphor. Most people are running through life either in a Honda Civic or a Maserati. Both are low to the ground. Just one happens to go faster than the other. You hit a speed bump with a car that's low to the ground. Boom!
You're going to feel it.
And if you're in a monster truck, you're not going to feel that same speed bump that you felt in the Civic or the Maserati.
Right. So we like to think that this book, it's like equipping you and putting you in that monster truck with a padded seatbelt and a helmet so that you go over that speed bump and you don't even feel it.
This book will future-proof your mind. It will future-proof your mind. So it will keep things from bothering you. It'll be more water off a duck's back whenever, whether it's a minor crisis or a large global crisis, mm-hmm. you'll weather that storm much easier because you become the storm. And it all begins with mind power.
Wow. Wow. Well, the two of you are, I'm not going to say storm, but quite a force together. I like this so much. Yes, this is the third time. I don't think any of us here feel like it's the last time. Looking forward to so much more, but so excited to actually be the first people to interview you both on your first book, Master Your Mind Power. Thank you so much for being guests on the show and for writing this book. I can't wait to dig my teeth into it more.
Absolutely. It's available for pre-order now on MasterYourMindPower.com. And then also it goes live on Wednesday.
The 20th.
May 20th, which is 2 days from now.
Yeah.
Available in Kindle and also paperback for now. Audible will come in the future. On our website is also access pre-order to the paperback, where if somebody does do the pre-order, they'll also get access to a digital PDF, which they'll immediately get on the 20th, since due to, you know, things happening out there, there's been a lot of shipping delays we've experienced and heard. So people will get to start reading the book if they pre-order it on Master Your Mind Power, because they'll have the PDF on May 20th on Wednesday.
Nice. Again, that's MasterYourMindPower.com. And the authors, Stefan and Shaylee Shafidel, thank you so much. All the best to you both and the book.
Hey,
thank you.
Gratitude and love from ours to yours. We appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Likewise. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Actually, real quick, you guys left out that the monster truck will actually have the comfort of that Maserati with the fuel efficiency of the Civic.
Perfect.
There you go.
It will. It's true. I love it.
I love it.
We're aligned. Same page.
Appreciate you. Okay.
Appreciate you guys.
Dear Dorothy, this is Agnes, and I live in Los Altos, California. Please help me as I'm in such a distressed state. I've been confined in my home with my husband since February when he lost a job due to coronavirus and a lockdown was announced. Our two sons, age 20 and 22, are also in quarantine with us. I've been married to my husband for 24 years, and I've been able, until now, to disregard much of his verbal abuse to me. However, since we are all together, all of the time, now it appears to me he has become more abusive than in the past, and I simply can't handle it any longer. Also, my eldest son has begun to be verbally abusive to me, like his father. And I feel I have no choice but to file for divorce, and I'm so scared to do it since I have no income of my own and don't have a clue as to where I can live and how I can support myself. What would you do if this were you?
Dear Agnes, this time of lockdown brings out the best and the worst in lots of people. I doubt that your husband has really changed so much and believe that it just appears he has become more verbally abusive because you're now together 24/7. What I believe is happening is that due to the fact we don't have all of the distractions that we had when we were working and having fun outside our homes, the behaviors of our cohabitants become more pronounced. Prior to the lockdown, we could leave our homes and have coffee or meals with our close friends. There were unlimited things we could do to distract ourselves from what was really going on in our relationships. You don't mention in your question whether or not you have even considered marital counseling, and that would be my first step if this were my situation. There are plenty of qualified counselors who are working online, and it would be a good choice for you and your husband to discuss your marriage issues with one. And if you haven't personally addressed your eldest son's new behaviors, it would be wise to do so as soon as possible. Filing for divorce under the current restrictions may not even be possible, as the judicial system is on its own kind of lockdown. If you do choose to file for divorce, please get guidance and counseling on how to get work, find a place to live, and how to build a new life for yourself. And, dear Agnes, please remember that wherever you go, there you are. What this means is that you must take a deep look at yourself and determine why you have put up with unacceptable behavior for 24 years. If you don't get counseling and understanding of this aspect of you and your choices, I believe wherever you go, you will recreate the same type of situation. So please get the counseling you need and then make the perfect decision for you and your family. I trust you will find the correct help and find some peace with your issues and make the most elegant choices possible.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back after this with our musical guest on the Life Changes Show At Home Edition, Steve Taylor, right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety, but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like you see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life, and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I am Filippo, sitting online with Mark and Dorothy and our guests, Stefan and Shaylee Shafidel. And joining us online is our musical guest, Laurel Canyon soul and brill building pop singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist Steve Taylor. Steve, welcome to the Life Changes Show.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure, and I hope I understand that there's a storm happening where you are, so yeah. Internet is coming in and out, but let's see what we can get in, make it happen.
Yes. Yeah. It's flickering off for a second, but that means that it has to reboot each time it goes off for, 1/35th of a second.
Fun, but
hopefully we can converse for a good chunk of time.
First of all, I had the pleasure of meeting you through a mutual friend, Peter Yundua Hudson, and he said that I had to hear your music, and I heard your music, and I have to say, it was like your last CD was one of those that I haven't done this in a long time. When it was over, I had to play it again, and then when that was over, I played it again another time, and I thought, I haven't done that since I was a kid, and maybe it has also something to do with your music is so very much like something I grew up with. It's, how do you describe it?
This most recent album was definitely influenced by 70s easy listening AM rock, kind of post psychedelic era introspective singer songwriter music, and I really wanted to go for kind of a soul searching contemplative vibe with this one and the tranquility, and it ended up going in a few different directions. I ended up adding more instrumentation than I was planning on originally, adding drums and a lot of keyboards. I'm a big keyboard guy, so love vintage keyboards, analog synthesizers, organs, electric pianos, all that stuff.
A lot of which you played yourself, right?
Yes. I played all the keyboards on this one. And I'm really into progressive rock as well, so this is sort of like more of the mellow end of progressive rock, drawing from that inspiration.
So speaking of inspiration, you seem very young, so that you weren't around when this music was being created. So what is it that draws you to not only sing songs from those periods, but create your own to sound like and to have those kinds of sentiments in the lyrics?
So my parents listened to a lot of easy listening music when I was growing up, which I wasn't super into it when it was happening, but in retrospect, I listened to the arrangements, the intent behind it. There's certain emotions that I think were encountered in music like that, and we're the kind of introspective, little bit of melancholy, the search for beauty that nature, and as I got older, I could see the value in that, and mm-hmm. I'm a big wanderer within nature and forests, deserts. So I was trying to capture that wandering spirit, the contemplative, searching for greater meaning.
Nice. Well, while we have internet, let's hear something. What are we going to hear first?
I'm going to play a new song first. This one's called Using You. And it's a song that's kind of critical of the transactional qualities of romance these days.
What did you say the name of it was?
Using you.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. And this is actually not out yet, right?
It's not out. It's going to be on one of my newer albums, which I'm working on right
very
now.
Very nice. Okay. Yeah. Well, here is Steve Taylor performing Using You live online on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition.
Walking after school, did you get around to reading all the rules? I know you think you know the way it's supposed to be. Love will set you free, but you've been hurt before, that's why. got to make you see. I'd love you just the same as a lawyer friend, player of the game. Don't get to thinking that the best is yet to come, 'cause I'm always on the run. Soon you're gonna know of all the things that I have done. Only losing you would find out where I am. Only losing you would be part of a plan. And you're old enough to choose it, young enough to lose it, wise enough to know it's going on. I'm only losing you if I find. You never get to say what you mean when your intentions turn to gray. I still believe that things like chivalry are true. Love will come to you. Someone's gonna love the things you like to do. I'm only using you to find out who I am. Only using you to be part of a plan. And you're old enough to choose it, young enough to lose it, wise enough to know what's right and wrong. I'm only using you to find if I belong. Broken hearted man, will you get the chance to live and love again? Will the measure up to what he knew before? Close that open door, rather than to risk a wounded heart that's sad before. I'm only using you to find out who I am. Only using you to be part of a plan. And you're old enough to choose it, young enough to lose it, wise enough to know what's right and wrong. I'm only using you to find if I belong. Only using you to find if I belong. Only using you. Find if I belong. Only using you. Find if I
belong. Steve Taylor. Wow, I'm going to want that album too, soon, I hope. So Steve Taylor Music, that's Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, music.com is where you can find out more about him. Of course, he's on social at Steve Taylor Days on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. So Steve, you know, your taste in music, I'm sure people don't know this, especially if they don't know you, is so eclectic. I'm very musical. I have so many, I have more friends that are musical than anything else. So, but I've never met a musician that has the range like you do in knowledge and in interest and that would like to sing and has sung from like you. You can't tell me it's your parents that influenced that. Where does that come from?
I mean, I think I spend a lot of time by myself at kind of odd times in my life. Like in high school, I was spending a lot of time going to the river. And so there's definitely a deeper search that I'm on, and it's a quality I want to bring to music, and I love party music, but I feel like it's better if I can bring a sense of looking under the deeper layers within my music, lyrically and chordally. I'm using I attempt to use more impressionistic chords with the music that will create a setting of more emotion, and I think chord changes are very emotional, and they're definitely underutilized in modern music.
Well, you definitely utilize your talents in so many different ways, including playing for prominent African American congregations like in the Bay Area, and you as a musician,
music for a while, yeah.
And as a musician, you've been you've performed with members of Grateful Dead, Guns N' Roses. I mean, just the list goes on and on. Quite impressive. Speaking of impressive, are we going to get to hear a song from your new album, The Land of Milk and Honey? I hope.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Which one will we get to hear?
I think I'm going to play a song called To Be Graced, which is the last track on the album. And
okay.
It's also got some good chords in it. So, and can you hear the guitar okay?
We can hear everything perfectly, and thankfully the internet gods in the storm have kept you on. So here is Steve Taylor performing live online on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, To Be Graced, from his new album, The Land of Milk and Honey.
River long, sky so blue, still a song came to view, like the words that are always new. What a joy to be praised by you. Refuge of Christ, you shed our tears, it's stolen truth. How it seemed that the time just flew. What a joy to be graced by you. We danced until the dawn. Gave like poppers along the hallway. Times like these, so few and far between. Times like these, I was gone so soon, so soon. Night time falls, morning dew, springtime calls, the winter through. in a way how I always knew. What a joy to be praised by you. What a joy to be praised.
Steve Taylor. Find him at Steve Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, music.com, and on all social media at Steve Taylor Days, D-A-Y-S. Steve, thank you for that. I'd like to read two sentences from your liner notes, if I could.
Sure.
So the album is called The Land of Milk and Honey, and you write, "What is the land of milk and honey? A paradise, a refuge, a solitary space in nature, or a place where everything is perfect and people live in harmony. I can't say I've found it yet, but I've come close to it from time to time. It's my greatest hope that we all one day will find the land of milk and honey." So beautiful, as is your music. Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. So looking forward to getting to enjoy you in person, since I know you perform in Los Angeles a lot. So for those who are interested, you could find him again at stevetaylormusic.com and get on his mailing list, or check his Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages for actually live concerts that he's doing during this stay-at-home period. Right, Steve?
Yeah, I've been doing a Facebook live stream. And that's actually at facebook.com/Steve Taylor Band.
Oh, band. Okay.
Friday. Yeah, the, Facebook's the only one that's different. It's typically Steve Taylor Days or S. Taylor Days. So, yeah, facebook.com/Steve Taylor Band. Every Friday night, I've been doing this for about the last month because my regular show at the Bear Claw has been canceled with the lockdown.
Yes. May that be temporary.
Yeah, but, yeah, I'm ready for things to open up, and, you know, hopefully we can all take responsibility for our own actions and prevent it through our own free through our own use of masks and protection, and, you know, not just shut everything down. Or, I mean, I guess we're about halfway there now. We're like half of the
maybe.
Businesses maybe are open at this point.
But, maybe out where you are, but in the meantime, it's been a pleasure. Glad that we could do this. The internet stayed on, and looking forward to connecting more with you, Steve. And right. And with that, a thank you to Steve Taylor, and a thank you to Stefan and Shaylee Shafidel, our guests. And that is our show, the Life Changes Show at Home Edition. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Leger, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.